Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Wednesday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I am grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, doesn't matter what part of where you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. Those of you that don't like doing it over there, contact us at the email address, godswordsman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, man@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord says unto us, that is what we give unto you. Glory be to God. Amen. Thank God for another blessed day. Wherever you listen to me, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, once again, this is another day that we come before you in humility. We humble ourselves before you because, Lord, we know that you're all-knowing. You know what's best. You know what's right. You know what's good. And no one has or possess a greater knowledge than you. Dear Lord, we come today as we humble ourselves before you at this hour, and we petition you, Lord, that your spirit would join us as we go into this study once again. I pray today, Lord, personally, that you will word my mouth to rightly divide your word unto those who are listening. And dear Lord, I thank you today for this opportunity you've given for us to go into the word of God. And, Lord, just anoint these words and carry it unto the hearts of the listeners. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, I thank you. Amen. And amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for the blessed word of God today. Thank God once again for all of you who've been listening. Before I go into the message today, I want to first start off by defining two words, and I want to give you the definition of these two words because you will hear it in the message tonight. The two words are contend and accursed. Contend and accursed. And the first one I want to look at and give you a definition of the word contend through Webster. And Webster, glory to God, in defining the word contend, Webster actually gives about four definitions. Webster said, when you are contending, it means to strive or vie in content. And let me read this definition again because I'm missing out on this again. Okay. Webster says, definition number one, when you are contending, it means to strive or veer in contend or rivalry or against difficulties. To sum it up, Webster said it means to struggle. Webster also said when you contend, that means to strive in debate, to argue, okay? Webster said when you contend, it means to maintain or assert. And also he said when you contend, it means to contest. the main definition out of these that I want you to hear, and above all, that the Lord wants you to hear, is the definition where Webster says contend means to strive in debate, or in other words, argue. To strive in debate or argue. Now, I want to give you a definition of the word accursed, A-C-C-U-R-S-E-D, accursed. And according to Webster, once again, Webster gives two definitions of the word accursed. Number one, Webster said the word accursed means being under or as if under a curse. Okay? And number two, the word accursed by Webster means damnable. Okay? Damnable. According to the message here that I am to give you tonight, the word accursed here will be dealing with one being cursed, and to a greater degree can also deal with one being damnable. Now, having given you those two definitions, the message of the Lord tonight to those of you that are listening, and this is what the Lord wants you to know. And the message is, they who debate the word of the Lord will be cursed. I'm going to say that again. They who debate the word of the Lord will be, not might, will be cursed. Amen. Amen. Now, on this broadcast, and for those of you who have listened to us over time, you know that we have been commissioned, as we have told you, by Jesus, not by some other God or some made-up God, but by Jesus Christ, the true and living God, the Messiah, the Savior, to let the people know about the work that he's doing in these last days through his angel messenger, the Elijah, the resurrected John the Baptist. We have been commissioned by the Lord to give this word to all of you that are listening. We have been commissioned or commanded by the Lord to not only give you this word, but also to point you to him. We have been commissioned by the Lord. And therefore, being commissioned by the Lord, I'm going to be obedient to him. Amen. And give you this word of the Lord. Now, we have told you on different broadcasts that Jesus has been fulfilling what he has said in the Bible in Matthew 17, Malachi 3 and 4, Acts chapter 3, Deuteronomy 18 and 18. And thus far, he has sent his angel messenger approximately 120 times from the date of 1927, in February 1927, thus far to April 1994. Is he through sending his angel messenger? No, he's not. Because he tells us within the messages that the angel is to continue to come until the work is finished after his pattern. Now, having said that, I want to read to you a scripture from one of the messages Christ sent, known as message 52 or the 52nd message, being that it was the 52nd time that Jesus sent the Elijah, okay, with a word for the people. And remember, as we have shared to you before, that this word that Jesus sending is a word to bring forth a one-fold church. Okay? We ain't talking about like that one world government stuff that man is trying to get together along with the devil right now. But we're talking about a one-fold church that Jesus, when he set up here was to be one fold. Okay? Amen. And I want to read to you what he said as go with this message I am to give you tonight. And this is what he said to the angel messenger. He says, there will be those that contend against the word of the Lord. They shall be accursed. For unto them the Lord will show no greater thing. Wow. Hallelujah. Those that are not humble and forgiving, obedient to the truth, shall fall by the way. Now, the Lord said, there will be those who will contend, or in other words, debate and argue against what? The word of the Lord. Now, what is this word of the Lord? Well, the Lord told us here in this word of the Lord book, and he told us in the Bible, Isaiah 28, the word of the Lord is line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little, okay? Amen. And that you may, in fact, we may go into it before the night is out, but this word of the Lord is the word of the Lord Jesus Christ that he has sent through his angel messenger. It is Jesus' words. And Jesus said, there will be those who's going to contend against. Amen. He said, there are going to be people who are going to contend against it, okay? There are going to be people who are going to argue and debate against this word of the Lord. Because this word of the Lord Jesus Christ is to cause Christianity to flow truly. I put the word truly with quotation marks, flow truly together as one, okay? And there are going to be people who is going to debate it. And I pray that those of you that listen, please don't let it be you. Now, I know some of you said, well, I hear all these churches talking about they got the word and it come from the Lord Jesus and they saying they the one and all that. Well, first of all, understand this. I'm not, and many of my brothers and sisters in the Church of Christ the Life and Message are not saying we're the ones. But what we're giving you comes from Jesus Christ, our Lord. And it's up to you whether you seek him about what we're telling you, whether it come from him. Some of you is fully not going to do it. Now, I understand that because the word of the Lord let us know. In fact, he said there are those that will contend, that will argue against the word of the Lord, that will debate it. Jesus said you're going to be accursed. The word accursed means what? Under a curse. It means damnable. In other words, this thing is serious, people. Sometimes it's better not to open your mouth against things if you don't know and go seek it out instead of just boom, 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 and arguing and fighting about it. Now, I noticed another key thing he said in this verse here. He said, there are those that will contend. There will be those that contend against the word of the Lord. They shall be accursed, for unto them the Lord will show no greater thing. No greater thing. Now, that was interesting to me that he said show no greater thing. He didn't say no great thing. He said no greater thing, which tells me some about some of those who are going to be contending against this word of the Lord, the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's going to be some people whom God has shown great things to. Wow. Amen. Hallelujah. Especially falling in the category of being believers. So you have to be careful. When God gives you revelation, remember what Paul said in Corinthians, that a thorn was given to him in the flesh, lest he be puffed up about the revelations and things that he received for the Lord. Listen, you got to be careful, Christian. I'm going to address this straight to you right now, Christian, whom God has showed things to. You got to be careful that you don't become so lifted in pride that you think you got all what it is to know. Listen, if you want to go higher in Christ, you got to be more humble. Okay? You got to be open to receive revelation from the Lord. You got to be open to say, I don't know everything. Okay? But there are going to be some that's going to contend, and already has, contend against this work of the Lord because they're, oh, it ain't of God. Oh, they're just y'all making it up and all this and that. And they ain't seeking God no more than a goat is on the moon because it don't fit your learning. For some of you, it don't go with your denominational teaching, okay? It doesn't go along with what church you go with, and then you just automatically reject it. You got some people that's going to automatically reject it, and they're going to contend against it simply because, hey, it don't fit the teaching my church is with. Amen. And the Lord wants you to be warned. If you debate the word of the Lord, Jesus Christ, yeah, he sent it to Elijah. It ain't the word of Elijah per se. It's the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you choose to debate and argue, you're putting yourself in danger. He said, you shall be accursed. And he said, unto you the Lord will show no greater thing. Amen. Some of y'all God have showed great things. Okay, but you then got lifted up in pride. And then when God has given someone else to give a word, you automatically reject it because either it didn't come to you or through you or whatever. You thinking you have to be the ones to give it, okay? And you thinking that the person, the vessel that had the have the revelation, you know more than them. Amen. Now, this is a word of warning, people. Okay? Hallelujah. Please, seek the Lord about this before you start jumping up and want to start arguing and debating. Because it's very dangerous. For the most part, if you don't know, it's better to just say, hey, I don't know, and just drop it. Okay? Then you to come out pow, 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 and you, not only, you're opening up yourself judgment and a curse to come upon you. Because, listen, that's something. There's some things in life you don't fool with. This is on the top of the list. You don't get up there and argue and fight against it, okay? And there will be those, make sure it ain't you, that are going to contend against the word of the Lord. Amen. Oh, my God, have mercy. Have mercy. Now, I want to read a scripture from another book called The Record of Nephite that, for those of you who've been listening on the broadcast, I spoke somewhat of it. And if you listen to me on this page where there's a picture of a little Bible on the right-hand side, click on that, a Dropbox to show, click on episode, and you can look up episode's title, How Did The Record of Nephite Come Forth, The Sign of the Restitution Restoration. Okay, this is somewhat talk about this book, The Record of Nephite. Now, this Record of the Nephite, once again, it is a record and is part of God's protocol from Deuteronomy 17, Deuteronomy 19, Matthew 18, and 2 Corinthians 13, where the Lord said, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. The Bible is one witness of God's dealing with man, the giving of his commandments, his statutes, his judgments, and his law as a witness to man. The record of Nephite is another witness of what? Of God giving his command. Now, first of all, let me back up a minute. Not only is the Bible a witness of the Lord giving his instruction, his command, his statutes, his judgment to man, but also to those over there in Jerusalem. But here, the record of Nephite is a second witness of God giving his commands, his judgments, his statutes, his law, to a people that was over here on this continent during the prehistoric times. Okay? The word of the Lord I read to you is a third witness of God, what? Giving his commands, his statutes, his judgments, and how he's dealing with man through the sending of the Elijah. The extra thing is that it is the extra oil to bring forth a unified and one-fold people in Christ Jesus. So I want to get that out of the way. Now, the record of Nephite, once again, another witness of the Lord Jesus of giving his commands, statute, and judgments, and how he dealing with man And understand this, these people he gave it to, it ain't contradicting the people he gave it to over in Jerusalem. That's one of the ways you can tell whether something from God or not, okay? If it contradicts what's already written, you can throw it in a garbage can. Now, I want to read out of this record of Nephi and the scripture out of one of the books in this record of Nephi called the Book of Ether. The Book of Ether. And Ether, if I'm not mistaken, was a prophet of the Lord here on this continent at that time. And he took a record of a man whom God dealt with closely. Now, this man's name, from what I understand, was not, he was just referred to as the brother of a man named Jared, okay? And I want to read to you a few verses here that goes with this message of tonight, that those who debate or contend against the word of the Lord will be accursed or cursed or under a curse. Now, let me read you what he said. He said, and the Lord commanded the brother Jared to go down out of the mount from the presence of the Lord and write the things which he had seen, and they were forbidden to come unto the children of men until after that he should be lifted up upon the cross. And for this cause did King Benjamin keep them, that they should not come unto the world until after Christ should show himself unto his people. And after that Christ truly had shown himself unto his people, he commanded that they should be made manifest. And now after that, they have all dwindled in unbelief, and there is none save it be the Lamanites, and they have rejected the gospel of Christ. Therefore, I am commanded that I should hide them up again in the earth. Behold, I have written upon the plates the very things which the brother Jared saw, and there never was greater things made manifest than that which was made manifest unto the brother of Jared. Now, the reason why, because this brother Jared had a great faith in the Lord, okay, that God was able to show him some great things. Now, it said, wherefore the Lord hath commanded me to write them, and how I have wrote them. And he commanded me that I should seal them up, and he also commanded that I should seal up the interpretation thereof. Wherefore I have sealed up the interpreters according to the commandments of the Lord. Amen. Now, for the Lord said unto me, they shall not go forth unto the Gentiles unto the day that they shall repent of their iniquity and become clean before the Lord. And in that day they shall exercise faith in me, say the Lord, even as the brother of Jared did, that they may become sanctified of me, then will I manifest unto them the things which the brother Jared saw, even unto the unfolding unto them of all my revelations, say Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Father of the heavens and of the earth, and all things that in them is. Now, one more verse. And he goes on to say, and he that will contend against the word of the Lord, let him be accursed. And he that shall deny these things, let him be accursed. For unto them will I show no greater things, say the Lord, say Jesus Christ, for I am he which speaketh. Did you hear that? See, the Lord ain't changed on that, people. He spoke that to a servant of his here on this continent during this, back in his prehistoric times, okay? Amen. Glory be to God. And two groups of people came over to this continent. The first group of people was the ones that came from the Tower of Babel, okay? Amen. Which was among these groups here that I read, the brother Jared and all of them. Now, the other group was led over here, was of the house of Israel, of the house of Joseph, okay? Now, the Lord said, anyone that contends against the word of the Lord, let them be accursed. And anyone that deny these things, let them be accursed. People, let me tell you something. It ain't about me. It ain't about us in the Church of Christ Elijah and Message. It is about Jesus Christ. Listen, this is serious, okay? This ain't no, I'm not trying to fall in the pot with other people talking about they the ones, they the church, they the ones. They the only one God used, and we got the truth, and nobody else got the truth. I ain't doing all this stuff like that. Listen, I'm telling you what I have, and what we have is the truth, but I'm pointing you to Jesus, okay? And my advice to you, because some of you hear this, and you're going to have attitude already. Yeah, man, I heard that before. man, you just another part. Okay, then, be careful what you're doing. Be careful what you're doing. Because you could be putting yourself in a bad predicament. Do you hear that? Okay? Seek the Lord. You got to be careful. Don't be just writing people off all the time. Listen, that's just like, I've come across some people since I've been saved now. Lord, since this year make 32 years. And I've been in the ministry this year, should be in September, will make 31 years. Now, all the years I've been in the ministry, most of the, you know, coming toward the, I say after my first, I don't know, five or eight years or whatever, probably nine, I started encountering and hearing more, which part, in part it was true, that, you know, when you tell people that you're a preacher, you got a lot of them say, oh, my goodness, I know what you want, money and women. But see, they didn't know me. But see, because of what many other preachers have done, they automatically judge me. So I'm telling you that to say this. You hear me on this broadcast telling you, say, hey, I'm giving you the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is Jesus' word. And you, some of you are thinking like, man, I didn't heard that before. You just like to read something, and you automatically dismiss it. Be careful of how you judge it, okay? Like I said, this is a message and word of warning to those of you that want to take that attitude. Now, my plea to you is please ask Jesus about this. First of all, Brother Nate is not stepping on here saying, if you don't just listen to everything I tell you and just accept it and don't ask Jesus for nothing, about nothing, then you're going to be cursed. You didn't hear me say that. You hear me say that? What we tell you on the broadcast, that the Lord Jesus is telling us to give you, we point you to Christ. And see, some people ain't going to want, they're not going to want to come together as one. Let me get more specific. Some people who are claiming to be Christians, they're not going to want to come together as one. See, this word, this way and this word is going to show the true from the false. It's going to show the people who just the talkers, separating the talkers from the doers, okay? You got some people out there who claim to be Christians who some great talkers. We need to be one. We need to come together. But when it comes down to it, it's always an excuse for not doing it. Well, guess what? Jesus is going to take away the excuses, people, because the bride we're talking about he's coming for, she ain't going to be all spread out. She's not going to be a bunch of folds, okay? She's going to be what? One fold. One church. Now, I know make some of you may shake and shiver. Oh, my goodness. Oh, but see, guess what? That's the kind of church he set up, and that's what kind of church he's coming back for. We can't take what he set up, mess it up, and say, huh, Jesus, take it. Take it or leave it. Jesus is going to tell you, I'm going to leave it, okay? I'm going to take what I set up. See, this is painful to a lot of Christians because they got a, quote, good thing going on. Some of them making good money through what they set up, and some of them get great notoriety through what they set up. And now they hear about, we got to come together and be one with all Christians? Yeah. Some of them Christians ain't got what we got. You know, stuff like that. Now, some of y'all may think I'm being far-fetched when I'm saying, no, I'm not. And some of y'all know it's true what I said. Jesus ain't looking at how many buildings you got, how many members you got. He's looking at your heart, whether you want to be obedient to his will. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Now, let's go to the Bible. Those you got your Bible, let's go to the Bible. Amen. Let's go to the Bible. Let's go to Deuteronomy. Let's first go to Deuteronomy chapter 8. No, I tell you what. First, let's go to the book of Exodus chapter 10. Let's go to Exodus chapter 10 first, okay? Read a few verses out there. Exodus chapter 10, okay? Exodus chapter 10, if you got your Bibles, I'm going to start at verse 1 in Exodus chapter 10, okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Exodus chapter 10. Now, Hallelujah. And the word of God says, verse 1, and the Lord said to Moses, go in unto Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, that I might show these my signs before him, and that I mayest tell in the ears of thy son and of thy son's sons what things I have wrought in Egypt, and my signs which I have done among them, that ye may know that I am the Lord. And Moses and Aaron came unto Pharaoh and said unto him, thus says the Lord God of the Hebrews, how long wilt thou refuse to humble thyself before the Lord? Let my people go that they may serve me. Else if thou refuse to let my people go, behold, tomorrow will I bring the locusts into thy coast. And they shall cover the face of the earth, and that one cannot be able to see the earth, and they shall eat the residue of that which is escaped, which remaineth unto you from the hail, and shall eat every tree which groweth for you out of the field. And they shall fill thy houses and the houses of all thy servants and the houses of all the Egyptians, which neither thy fathers nor thy father's fathers have seen since the day that they were upon the earth unto this day. And he turned himself and went out from Pharaoh. Now I'm going to stop there for a minute. Now notice that the Lord once again, and this wasn't the first time he approached Pharaoh. He approached Pharaoh before, and the Lord told, and Moses told, said, the Lord said, let my people go. And Pharaoh like, who is your God? I don't know your God. Well, Pharaoh was debating or contending or striving or fighting against the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord said, let my people go. And you see from what we read here, the Lord had Moses to go back and tell him again, and he let him know that if you refuse to do it, then what happened? He said, I'll bring locusts in unto thy coast. Now, I want to tell you one more thing to this that many people have gotten confused on. You see in verse 1 when it said, the Lord said to Moses, go in unto Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, that I might show thee my signs before him. Now, you have people repeating this. They say, oh, the Lord hardens Pharaoh's heart. Okay. Now, we got to understand something. The Old Testament was originally written in Hebrew. So when it was translated over to our language, when it comes to some verbs, in our language it is put in the causative sense, with the Hebrew it's supposed to be in the permissive sense. So really, though we reading it here that in the English language is saying that God hardens Pharaoh's heart, it really supposed to have read that God allowed his heart to be hardened. God didn't straightway harden Pharaoh's heart. And the reason why we know this so, because in verse 3, the Lord God of Hebrews said unto him, how long wilt thou refuse to humble thyself? So Pharaoh wouldn't humble himself. But and see what happened, the Lord allowed his heart to be hard. Listen, if God hardened his heart and then cursed the man, do you know that would make God unjust? Did you know that? It's just like there's consequences for sin. How would it look if God made you sin and then turn around and drop judgment on? Come on, people. That's an unjust God. And see, there are certain scriptures where it is worded to make you say God straightway did this thing when he didn't. So here in verse 1, when he said, for he hardened Pharaoh's heart, no, he allowed his heart to be hard. See, we got to get that over to people because, and we got to explain that because if people just hear it that way or read it that way, they're going to say, why would God make a man heart hard so he can curse him with judgment? That's just low down. I thought y'all said God was a God of love and you. Well, how can he do that to a person? See, we have to explain that. So, he let Pharaoh know, if you refuse my word, you debate it, you refuse it, you're going to be cursed. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 18. Deuteronomy chapter 18. Glory be to God. Chapter 18. The word of God says, verse 18, Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 18, he said, I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren. This is what the Lord said, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever, don't matter what color you are, don't matter what gender you are, whosoever will not hearken unto my word, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. Okay? Amen. Now keep that in mind. Now watch this. Let's go to Acts chapter 3. Because Peter is going to mention and speak the same thing that God gave Moses to tell. And I want you to know that prophet is not Jesus. It is none other than the Elijah, the resurrected Elijah. Okay, the resurrected John the Baptist, the Elijah. Now, Acts chapter 3. Now, watch. Look what Peter says. Verse 22. Peter said, "For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul," there you go. Don't matter what color, what race, what gender, don't matter your status, whether you're rich or poor, okay, whether you're popular or not, whether you're strong or weak, okay, gray-haired or not gray-haired, he said, every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be, he go deeper, destroyed from among the people. Deuteronomy 18, he said, I required it of him. Well, we see what the required is. To every soul that would not hear that prophet. And see, when you're debating the word of God, you're not hearing. You're not receiving, amen, the communication from God to you. Amen. Hallelujah. You understand that? The word of the Lord, people, is precious, it's important, it's real. And the Lord said, if you contend against it, they who debate against it will be cursed. Okay? So you're not going to be debating and fighting against the word of the Lord and think you're going to still go along prosper. See, you're going to see some things that's going to happen to some of these big-time preachers, because what's going to happen is that they're going to be fighting against the true word of the Lord, and you're going to see a curse come. They're going to start losing stuff, okay? Things is going to be unveiled concerning them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, glory. I thank God for the word of the Lord, people, because this stuff, This big mess up that Christianity in, I thank God that God is telling me this ain't going to remain like this. He going to do something about it. Amen. See, that what God tell. See, there are some honest and hard souls out there who desires the full plan of God. They don't care if they in a certain church or not. They don't care. They just want the full plan of God. And see, God is finna quench that thirst with this word that he is having us to give. And some of you who are going to be thirsty, you're going to hear it, and you're going to, my God, you're going to hear this word, and you'll be like, oh, my God, I've been waiting on this word from you, Lord. I've been waiting on a refreshing. Because he said in Acts 3, the times of refreshing shall come what? From the presence of the Lord. The times of revival. A revival in the strength. Hallelujah. Glory. It shall come from the presence of the Lord. Hey, glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But look at one more scripture here. Let's go to Acts 13. Acts chapter 13. Let's look at one more scripture here. Acts chapter 13. Okay. Saul and Barnabas going out doing missionary work for the Lord. They was called of the Lord through the Spirit of God to be an apostles. And when the other brothers fast and pray, lay hands on them, they sent them away, and they went immediately in with the work, okay? And the Bible says in verse 5, and when they were at Salamis, They preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews. They had also John to their minister. And when they had gone through the aisle of the Papals, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, a Jew. Like I said before, many of you big-time televangelists, if you listen to them, all the Jews going to heaven. All the Jews and accept the Lord. The Jews are automatically there. If you listen to some of these big-time televangelists, guess what? These Jews got to receive Jesus Christ like you and I, okay? So, it says, a certain source, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus, okay, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear what? The word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to do what? To turn away the deputy from the faith. Then Saul, who is also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, will thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind. That's a curse, people. Not seeing the sun for a season, and immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Amen. This deputy wanted to hear the word of God. And what happened? Elymas withstood Paul and Barnabas, but overall withstood the word. Came to debate, he came to come against it. And what happened? He got cursed with blindness. Amen. Hallelujah. These false prophets out here who, once again, operating in his sorcery. Amen. If they withstand this word, they open themselves up for a curse to be upon them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I thank God for the word of the Lord. See, the word of the Lord, this way of the Lord Jesus Christ is not glamorous, people. If you're looking for a glamorous way, you're looking for the wrong way. This way is not glamorous. See, some Christians have you to think that the God life is Bentley and big cars and houses, like the God life is just full of glamour, per se, in the things of this world. Being well-known and being popular. See, that's what they have betrayed, a false betrayal, misleading people. Because now some of them starting to think if you ain't got the Bentley or the big house or the cars, you ain't nothing. Even though you preaching the gospel, they think you ain't nothing. Amen. There's people think that. Why? Because some, quote, so-called Christians have portrayed it all on TV, okay? All what people can hear, I mean, look at, they portray, and number one, they think, you know, God wants you to have this and that. Yes, God wants you to have some things, but not at the point where you're going in the glamour. Number one, God deals with your needs. Now, he would give you some wants, but he deals with your needs. He ain't trying to put you up on a pedestal for people to worship you and praise you, because, see, that's what's happening or has happened and been happening and got worse over the years among Christianity. We are worshiping one another, okay? And what are we doing? We as bad as Hollywood. You know, people in Hollywood, people that ain't in Hollywood worship them. Let a Hollywood star come to the house. They can't even talk right. They give them everything. And then they act like Hollywood stars is God. They can listen to a Hollywood star and say, hey, I eat oatmeal in the morning. They be like, oh, my goodness. He eat oatmeal. Fall out. You know? Because they don't think they're human beings. Well, you know what? We're doing the same thing in the so-called Christian gospel world. We following the world, having our own Hollywood, you know, red carpet, this and that, Okay? We're following the world. We're copying the world. You know, the world looks at us and say, hey, we have an award show. Oh, they got an award show. We have a red carpet. Oh, they got a red carpet. We're following the world. And we're worshiping one another like the world. I mean, we're giving us ourselves these titles. Oh, the great, the dynamic, the outstanding, the astronomical. They did that in the world. Okay? And we're doing it among the body. So this way of the Lord Jesus Christ is a humble way. It's not a glamorous way. Now, when I say humble, you know, some of y'all go thinking the same way. I ain't talking about you broken. You wearing toe-up shoes and toe-up shirt and on a corner of begging and begging more alley. I ain't talking about that. But it's a humble way. It's not a way where you're trying to exalt yourself. Okay? You look at what's happening today, especially among many of your mega churches, it's about exalting themselves. It's about being seen as a great and big church. It's about being seen as the place. Yeah, that's what it's about. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. People, my message to you is this. This word that we're giving you, ask the Lord about it. Please don't get caught up in pride and start thinking that, hey, because you got some revelation here or there last week or something like that, or you speak in the prophetic. And like I said, I did a broadcast a few days ago concerning this prophetic. You know, you got so many people, especially coming on the YouTube and stuff. Well, I operate from the prophetic. Well, okay, I'll tell you what. What I'm giving you, won't you ask Jesus? Because it's just amazing, and this work is very, very important, that you haven't got this thing. And to be flowing from the prophetic as much as people say. Now, you are saying, Brother Nate, what you saying? Other people can't flow from prophetic? No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that it's amazing how so many are rising up being a prophet and prophetess and lay claim to flow from the prophetic. But yet still, you haven't got a word from the Lord about the condition of Christianity and about God doing something about it, okay? But what I've been hearing is kingdom husbands and things of that nature and, you know, God said they don't like you and you know, and don't get me wrong, there's times where the Lord give a specific message. But the thing that I'm trying to also show to you that are listeners, measure things by the word, learn to seek God for yourself, and don't be the person where that you're totally lenient, you're getting away from the written word, and the only way you're going to move is that you got to hear a word of the Lord through someone, okay? Because remember, you got to be balanced. You got to remember the Holy Ghost speaks, and then if the Holy Ghost don't tell you nothing, you still got the word of God. You got to keep that in mind. I see some of you guys have literally thrown your Bible over the couch, behind the couch, and it's been back there for the longest, grabbing dust and everything, and then back there so long you forgot where you threw it at, and you can't find it, okay, because you didn't went away from it, and you so used to people saying, oh, the Lord showed me about you, or the Lord told me about you. And what you fail to understand is that when you go that route too many times, the devil will accommodate you because, remember, he's a copycat. He's a copycat, straight-up copycat, people. And when the devil see that you don't get in that written word, he's like, aha, yeah, you like hearing thus says the Lord through mouth of people. Oh, I got you. Well, then I'm going to send some of my false prophets your way and tell you thus says the Lord. And I know I can get you to do whatever. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, for another blessed day you've given us, another golden opportunity in Jesus' name. Father, I pray that you would anoint the words that I've given, caring to the hearts of men. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing me through this broadcast and keeping me and strengthening me and all those who've been listening. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And Lord, you deserve all the glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for all of you been listening. Once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word of Man broadcast. The Lord say the same. I should be back tomorrow. The Lord say the same with another broadcast. So, once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word of Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless y'all.